online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, everybody, to the AfterBuzz TV's Tough Enough After Show. As you may know, every Wednesday morning, we interview the contestant that got eliminated. I apologize if my voice is a little somber because the person that got eliminated this week was Daria Baronato, our very own Daria Baronato. Are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, guys?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, George?
I'm doing good overall. You know, I'm still a little somber from last night. It definitely was a shock to me. I know it was a shock to all your fans as well. Talk about the support from your fans that you've gotten over Twitter and everything else.
Yeah, it's been pretty insane. I went on Twitter, you know, the night of. I was obviously super upset because I'm a passionate person. I'm Italian. I can't help it. And when I love and care about something, I get upset. And I go on my Twitter, and it's blowing up. Everyone's like, what are the judges? This is crazy. How could you do this? And I'm like, oh, my Atlanta people. All right, all right. No, but it was amazing to see their support and to see how receptive they were of me over such a short amount of time.
I mean, with that said, and I mentioned to you previously, the WWE universe, as they like to call them, are probably the most passionate, the most creative as well. Talk about some of that creativity that you saw maybe over Twitter and be like, wow, I can't believe they're taking that much time and effort, you know, for me or, you know, in this case for you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so true. They are the most passionate fans I've ever met in my entire life and the most intelligent fans. They know their sport and they know the WWE. Inside and out. So I've gotten so much fan art. They made like these little edits of me with devil horns, all kinds of cool creative stuff that they've done. They did the LGBT community has made some awesome stuff with, you know, like rainbows and stuff like that. All super supportive. So I want to thank the WWE Universe for being so awesome. And I want to let them know I'm still going to be around and I'm going to be working my way to WWE from here on out. So you guys can find me on Tough Daria still or DariaB28, and I'll be responding still and periscoping and all that good stuff.
That's good to hear because, as you well know, as I'm following you on Twitter, you retweet a lot. And so when I look at my feed, I see a lot of the things that you retweet. And one of the things that I did notice is some pretty important names from the pro wrestling community, guys like Jim Ross saying, you know, if you really want this, it's there for you. Guys like Lance Storm, who's probably has one of the best wrestling schools in the entire world, saying, hey, you know where to come if you need to train. So does things like that kind of motivate you to be kind of further your career, your wrestling career?
Hell yeah. I mean, it's so cool when you have legends, WWE Hall of Famers reaching out to you, you know, kind of giving you that support and that motivation.
Right,
not that I needed it.
They didn't have to either.
I was already motivated enough, but.
Because they didn't have to tweet that either. They could have just said, oh, you know, good luck, et cetera, et cetera. But they really, you know, reached out to you and said, hey, if you need a place to go, here you go.
Right. I mean, how cool is that? I came from the MMA world, and when I got on this show, I told them I was giving myself over to the WWE world, and I meant that. This has kind of been the most insane experience because I've fallen in love all over again. Mm-hmm. You know, I love MMA, and I love what it's done, and I love what it is. But the WWE just has something else to it that I've just really fallen in love with. It's the fact that I'm an athlete and I'm a performer, and that's exactly what the WWE is. Mm-hmm. It's being athletic. It's being combative, but it's also performing. And that's one of the things that I think I excel at the most. So I really think WWE is where I belong, and that's going to be my path from here on out.
With that said, I know, you know, knowing you personally, your passion, you know, still is MMA. And not so much that you didn't know or necessarily want to be in the WWE. I just think that you were so focused on MMA. With that said, you know, coming on to Tough Enough, at what point through the competition were you like, wow, like this, like I want to do this? Was there like a certain breaking point or like an epiphany?
Right. Well, going into it, I was super psyched about it, as you guys know. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool. Like, I get to do the stuff that I've seen on TV for years. You know, I never really got into the WWE, but I've always known what it is. And, but once we started doing the mini camp and really being around the Performance Center and around these superstars and divas and really learning what the WWE is all about, I fell in love. I mean, how could you not? You have these larger than life personalities walking around. Everyone, like, has the charisma of a superstar in there. Like, you just want to talk to everyone. You want to just pick their brains and know what they know. Billy Gunn, Booker T, Lita, Paige, Daniel Bryan, Hulkster. I mean, it was an experience of a lifetime, and it's really taught me so much about the sport and so much about the industry of the WWE. And, you know, I've fallen in love with it. It's what I want to do.
You know what? I have been waiting for you to say that since the first day I met you. Because if anybody knows,
I know.
You know, and now we have two things. Even though, you know, we always talk about non-MMA stuff, now we have something else to talk about: MMA, pro wrestling. You know, are you still following a lot of what's going on in the UFC?
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up with the whole Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo pulling out, and now it's going to be Conor McGregor versus Chad Mendes. I'm there with you guys still. You know, I love MMA. I love the UFC. You guys know that. My heart's always been there. But I'm definitely using my YouTubing time on old pro wrestling matches and old WWE matches to learn that history.
Good to know. Will you be there with us this Sunday on AfterBuzz?
I'm sure I will be, unless other priorities call, which they usually never do. So I think I will see you in the studio.
Okay, well, now let's get into the juicy details, what everybody's been wanting to know. I mean, are you allowed to kind of spill all the juicy details from the house or the barracks, as they like to call it?
Ask the questions, and I'll tell you if I can answer them. We'll see.
You and Gabby, did you guys interact after you got eliminated?
Yeah, I think I went up to her and said, now we can really handle this issue. I'll put it to you that way.
Okay, that's good enough. What about Sarah Lee? Was there any ever tension between you two?
No, listen, people. I love Sarah Lee. She's a sweetheart. She's a very, very nice person, but she's not cut out for the WWE. She doesn't have any of the factors that I think, and, you know, what do I know? Take that for what it is, but that I think makes a WWE diva. You know, she's obviously a cute girl, but she just doesn't have that thing. She doesn't have that charisma that I see pouring out of all the other girls. And to be honest, she's the worst one in the ring. You know, doing bumps and basic stuff. She's very awkward.
What about
and,
some?
You know,
of the,
and
go ahead.
That's what created the natural tension for me, because as you see, I'm very, very, very passionate about what I do. So when I see someone that, you know, doesn't deserve to be there or shouldn't be there, so to speak, it gets my blood boiling, because it's like, come on, you're taking somebody else's spot.
What about Zizi?
Zizi's a sweetheart. You know, he really is just a big kid. You know, he's 19 years old. He's a sweetheart, and I have nothing but good things to say about the kid. I think that this journey is going to mature him a little bit and maybe make him into that superstar. But he's a sweetheart.
Do you think he's meant to be a pro wrestler? Because if people that were watching last night's after show, when we recapped the actual show, found out that I'm not really a big fan of ZZ anymore. I don't know if that has a lot to do with, you know, you being on the same, you know, elimination
group
between him. And I was like, naturally, ZZ should be the one to go.
Like I said, ZZ is a big kid. And he is. He's 19 years old, to be fair. But I think he needs to take this experience seriously and use it to help mature himself and to turn him into a real wrestler. Because like the judges mentioned, I mean, are you going to go against Sheamus smiling and dancing around in a Speedo? Sheamus, he's going to kick your butt. Like, it's not, I don't think it's realistic to the fans right now.
I love
and,
the fact that you even know who Sheamus
maybe,
is now.
And maybe one day he'll have like a comedic gimmick like that. And maybe he'll be the first one to do kind of a funny gimmick where he's not taking it seriously and then he kicks people's butts. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think he needs definitely some, you know, maturing and to take it a little bit more serious.
Exactly. The great thing about wrestling that you probably found out is it's so universal that there really is a room for everything. You know, there's
right.
a place for you,
that's
there's
why,
a place for
that's
Zizi.
That's why I'm not the one to sit here and say, oh, he can't be funny in the ring.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he can pull it off.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, I know that he has a lot to offer. With that said, is there anyone else in the house that you think that maybe turned it on when the cameras were there, but then maybe turned it off a little bit when the cameras were not there?
Gabby. I mean, Gabby's the prime example of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she goes apeshit crazy sometimes when the cameras go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the cameras go off, she's like, hi, oh my God, which was okay for a while. But all right, you could be a complete and utter you-know-what when the cameras are on, as long as you don't really come off like that. And then all of a sudden she tweets that about Amanda and says mm-hmm. that about Amanda in the interview, that she's fake and has fake this, that, and that. And I'm like, whoa, you just crossed the boundary and I'm not cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Gabby has fake boobs and clot injections. So who's she to talk?
Mm. Real quick, what's the biggest thing you're going to miss about the barracks or the whole experience?
What's the biggest thing
you're going to miss?
Oh, I'm going to miss everything. I'm going to miss the coaches a lot. I really hit it off with Billy Gunn and Lita,
mm-hmm.
And Booker T. But I'm really going to miss just that experience of going through hell with the girls. You know, I got really close with Amanda and I got really close with Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a really cool experience because, you know, you go through hell with these people, you suffer with them, you swim with alligators with them, and, you know, these experiences really bring you together and you're kind of like a little family. So, you know, we knew someone going home this week, it was going to really make a dent in the house. I think they all probably feel that a little bit today, and I feel that as well. I miss them.
We're about to wrap up in a few minutes, but real quick, do you still get flack over dropping the belt?
Do I still get what?
Do you still get heat for dropping the belt?
Yeah, I think some people give me heat for dropping the belt, but, I mean, come on, you swim with alligators and hold, like, an 8-pound championship belt. Obviously, I shouldn't have done it, and it's my one mistake, and I will forever own that mistake. But at the end of the day, I completed the challenge, and three people didn't, so... Yeah.
Is there anything different that you would have done with the challenge that was given to you as far as, you know, the fallen angel?
You know what? No, because no pun intended, you have to fall down
mm-hmm.
to get back up. And Lita gave me amazing advice after the first time that I did it. And the second time I did it, I did exactly what Lita told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, don't be so literal, be more metaphoric and kind of go out there and slowly get down and come back up as the devil. I think it'll be really powerful. And I did exactly that, and the judges loved it the second time.
Yeah. All
right. So I think that shows that I'm coachable and that, you know, I'm here to stay.
Cool. Well, last question. What's next for the Jersey Devil?
What's next for the Jersey Devil? Everything. You know how they said I was like a spaz when I came up the first time in my challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to be right now with the world. I'm going to go crazy, and I'm going to take over this journey to the WWE. That's my goal right now. I'm going to continue to train MMA because I think it's only going to better my WWE performance. And I'm going to be knocking on doors, emailing people and calling people until I get that shot on the WWE roster.
I mean, it's only going to make you better. I mean, I think I mentioned it to you where Daniel Bryan used to train at Extreme Couture. And he said
right.
himself, hey, I want to learn all these submissions so I can apply it to my wrestling game. So it really worked in both ways. And we even have some, you know, pro wrestling and MMA stars like Bobby Lashley, who's in Bellator and in TNA. So it's only going to work to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, you know, your Twitter followers, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, anything you want to tell them out there?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you again to the LGBT community for being so receptive of me coming out. Scariest moment of my life, but you guys mm-hmm. made it the best moment of my life. I want to thank all of the Jersey Devils out there for being so supportive. Thank you for all the fan art. And I want to let you all know I will be very active on social media because I believe that is the key to success. It's just being true to the people that got you here in the first place, which is you guys. So you guys can follow me at DariaB28 at Tough Daria, or just type in Daria Bernardo on all your social media. You guys will find me. Thank you so much again. George, you're the man, and I will see you Sunday.
Real quick. Where's that lobster?
What?
The lobster. Where is it?
Oh, the Jersey Lobster. It's been adopted by Amanda and Gigi.
Okay.
But if they call it a crab once, I immediately revoke my adoption rights and I'm going to take her back.
That's funny. Well, thank you so much, Daria. I miss you. I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon. I'm sure everybody at AfterBuzz TV here is very, very proud of you. Everybody from Kevin, Maria, Steven, Phil, Jay, everybody is super proud of you. We all voted for you, and we all love you.
I love you guys, and I will see you Sunday. Thanks for everything, George.
Cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, all the above. Go ahead and like us. Go ahead and comment on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and all of us. You can find me at G Hermosa, G-H-E-R-M-O-Z-A. As mentioned, you can follow Dario Vernado at Tough Daria or DariaD28. Cool. That's our time. Thank you so much for watching us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. We'll be right back.